Blog Talk Radio.
Sister in the movie Avengers 2
I guess they're not supposed to be human. I don't know what it is, or they're mutants in one and humans in the other. Who knows? But whenever William actually gets on the air, or anyone, matter of fact, take that back. His 10-minute window is passed. If there's anyone out there that likes comics and will answer all my questions, first of all, talk about the movie, then answer all my questions, and we can go on from there. You can keep me updated. Will's probably messing with somebody about boxing. Who knows? But I'm going to take another quick break and try it one more time. See if I can get Will on the line. All right, I'm back. I got to find out who's this on the line. Who's this on the line?
This is Will.
Now, what's going on, man? You got 10 minutes late. What happened?
10 minutes late? Are you serious? You tripping.
What time is it?
Anyway, it's 11:09.
Okay. And the show started at 11, but we'll let that slide. This time.
Shut up. Let's move on.
But anyways,
on.
Yeah. So the movie I wanted to talk about is Avengers 2. It's called Avengers 2: Showing Up on Time. No, it's not. Age of Ultron. What did you think about that movie?
What did I think about Age of Ultron?
Yeah.
It was a great movie. I don't know what else to say. It's it had a lot of it's interesting. A lot of people were expecting it to be this action packed, movie that was supposed to be, crazy and insane, and instead they actually went a different turn. They actually decided to go ahead and start doing character development. It wasn't just a plot point for Phase 3, which is supposed to be the other few movies that are supposed to be happening within the next 4 years. So think it was really good.
What character development did they show? Because I know, to me, that was a part of the movie that I didn't quite understand and didn't even think was necessary. And that was when Quicksilver and his sister or whatever were talking about, why they were mad at Iron Man. Did we need a backstory? Do you think they really needed to add that whole backstory?
I do think that that was a little much. That was so funny that you're saying that. That was my only gripe. I did contemplate that. I wish they had went further deeper into that.
Could they have left it out, or did they need to go deeper? Because I just felt
they needed to go deeper, but it seems like that was something that was cut out. Because there needed to definitely be some confliction between Tony Stark and the other the Maximoffs, but the problem is that they didn't really run into Tony Stark, and they teamed up with him for a bigger cause, but they never really got a chance to sit down and go and, yell or get aggravated with Tony Stark. The only thing you pretty much saw was they ran in with Captain America to, spoiler alert, everybody, but when they came in to, and tried to stop Tony Stark from creating Vision, that was the only time they actually had a powwow, but they didn't really get a chance to go right into it because they immediately had to go to the next phase where, okay, now we know, Ultron's plan, we have to stop him. So I'm hoping what ends up happening is I think they're probably going to open that more up in the Civil War storyline when Tony Stark and Captain America are going against each other. I'm pretty much sure Scarlet Witch is going to be in that movie, and I'm pretty sure that that's going to be a huge plot point between her and Tony Stark, because Tony is going to be looking for people that are on his side and his ideologies, and Tony and Steve Rogers or Captain America is going to be looking for people for his ideologies. So I think they're waiting for a later time. Unfortunately, they didn't dwell on it enough where Quicksilver could have actually chimed in on the issue as well. But,
I'm lightly upset because, like I said before you got on, that I started liking Quicksilver. I kind of liked him in that X-Men movie. Pretty much because he doesn't really have to say jokes or little snappy lines like most characters do. His just come from when he's in slow motion doing silly stuff. And in this movie,
yeah.
I liked when, I think it was Hawkeye was trying to catch him in the early beginning, and he, knocked Hawkeye down and said something to him. I forgot what he said, but
you didn't see that coming.
Yeah, you didn't see that coming. And then, because I didn't know who he was at the time, and then the part that had me laughing was when Thor threw the hammer, and he did his fast take and slow motion. He was like, oh! And he grabbed the hammer. I don't think he even knew what would happen, but he ended up
He didn't know. Yeah, he didn't know that, only the worthy can pick up the hammer. So that's why he kind of fucked up.
So that was, I like that. And then they go on and killed him. Now, I asked the friend, why did they kill him? And you can correct me, of course. He told me that due to licensing and all this other stuff, movies won't really try to cross characters over. Like, since he's with X-Men, they don't really want to leave him open. They kind of purposely took him out because he's
not correct. Quicksilver is free reign for Marvel Cinematic Universe and Fox.
So what does free reign mean for the non-comic people? What does free reign mean?
I mean, he's open to both of them.
Okay.
The reason why he probably killed off Quicksilver was because Quicksilver's never really found his place in the world in the comic books. He was part of the even when Wanda went off and joined the Avengers, or Wanda Scarlet Witch joined the Avengers, he was part of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, and he's kind of stuck around that area for a while.
And Scarlet Witch is his sister?
Yeah, Scarlet Witch's assistant. And
now, I guess because I didn't see her in the X-Men movie, but what is, why, okay, here. Now, I told that in one movie they're human, and then another one they're what is it called? Mutants. Is there truth to that? Like, are they supposed to be mutants in one movie, and then do the
yeah? They're supposed to be mutants.
In which
but movie? They're supposed to be mutants, but I think Marvel now the new continuity, I think is trying to have them off to be. Can't remember. I think they're trying to make them off to be Inhumans. But I can't remember, but if I remember, I think they're trying to make them Inhumans, which kind of, to me, you know, I want to say it makes sense because the comic books is trying to do Inhumans and the movie continuity, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is just going to try to make them as Inhumans instead of mutants because they don't have the rights to say mutants.
Okay.
But my thing is that I think I call BS because I think that Marvel wrote them as Inhumans or wrote, again, I'm not 100% sure, but if I remember, because I didn't keep up, I think this was around the time of, Uncanny Avengers. The Uncanny Avengers. I think, was it Uncanny? I think it was the Uncanny Avengers. When Red Skull stole. This was a really goofy storyline, but I think it was called Axis. That was the arc. The storyline was the Red Skull had stolen. Professor X's brain and resurrected Onslaught and harnessed his powers, which was Onslaught was this really is one of the most strongest characters that X-Men on the Marvel Universe had to fight. He's not the strongest, but he's one of the strongest. So Red Skull ended up getting his powers, but get back to the point, somewhere in that continuity, they said something about Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver not being the real the offspring of Magneto. So that made things a little bit more intricate. And then I think they made him also... If I remember, I think they made them Inhumans or some type of form of Inhumans. I don't, like, again, I chose not to read that. I was just hearing bits and pieces from everybody because it sounded like an arc that I did not want to read. It looked like they were just throwing things together. So I chose not to read it.
And, staying on the movie, another gripe I had besides you killing off my favorite main character. Do they not show any? Hey, let me enjoy my shine. He's a main character to me. now, do they not kill people, civilians in this movie? And I say that because there was a part where Hulk was when that girl, Scarlet Witch must have got in his mind, and he went and tore up the city. And, like, I remember there was a scene with all these cops. First of all, it's kind of getting old that they know who the Hulk is. They know they can't shoot him, but anyway, they do it. And he, like, I remember he smacks the police car in about 8 cops. And then, like, a couple seconds later, they still up and shooting. And I asked him, what I'm like, shouldn't they be dead or something? And he's like, oh, you know, in Marvel, they don't really show death like that. They don't even imply it sometimes. Is that true?
No, they implied it in that movie.
As far as civilians, though, not.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about civilians as well. There was a moment, there was a point in the movie when Black Widow. When Black Widow and Bruce Banner in Hawkeye's house, and they're talking, and she said that she feels more connected to him because they both have, you know, very dirty past. You know, she's killed people. He's done unspeakable things. She's done unspeakable things, and they both have dark passes. So she feels connected with him in that particular sense.
Civilians, though.
Yes, what I'm saying. So they insinuate that, you know, Hawk rampaging ends up killing people. They don't show it, but they insinuate it. And it's kind of like really deep. You got to kind of follow the dialogue because I knew Marvel wasn't going to like let anyone just die while they can, but people do die in there, and people do, you know, whatever, whatnot, but they're never going to show it, never going to say it. I think, matter of fact, that conversation between Black Widow and Bruce Banner was the most I've ever heard of them actually being, you know, saying something along the lines of, yeah, I've done some very bad things. You've done some very bad things. The other people, they're not like that. They save lives. They, you know, they don't take lives, this and that and the other. Me and you are totally, we are on a darker path. You know, they're constantly, or that conversation was constantly drifting towards that, you know, they have a similarity, and that's why she feels connected to him.
Okay. Now, Lou, you know, and I'm just going to ask a whole bunch of questions about the movie. Now, you know how I'm always trying to figure out who could get with the Hulk?
Yeah.
It kind of seemed like Iron Man had called somebody from the sky. Remember, he, like, got bigger? He, like, built a bigger version of himself?
You mean the Hulkbuster?
Who?
The Hulkbuster?
Is that what he calls it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, like, got bigger and got pieces. So this is a side question. Can that version of Iron Man hang with the Hulk? Look good.
That version of Iron Man was able to restrain and subdue the Hulk, but the moment the Hulk, as you saw, Iron Man was getting laid down, and on top of that, he was getting smacked. On top of him getting smacked, those pieces of armor were getting smacked away, so he was losing armor, other pieces of armor constantly. So the issue with the Hulkbuster is as long as he can get the Hulk to calm down. The Hulk has unlimited energy, unlimited anger, but when he came down off of Scarlet Witch's influence, they could finally get him down or calm him down. I didn't like the way they just kind of, you know, punch and he's down. I'm like, that probably wouldn't be a way to put the Hulk down or knock him out or whatever, whatnot. I would think you would have to inject him with some type of sedative or, yeah, something that has, but and on top of that, the needles would have to be titanium. They would have to be antimanium to pierce him. So that's the thing with the Hulk.
That also
reminds me. Another gripe I had about that, but.
That also reminds me about what was the thing, Ultron, when he said, "What are y'all gonna do with that big ass frisbee?"
When he was talking about vibranium, he was saying the most rare.
He said don't waste it on a big ass frisbee.
He said the most rarest metal in the universe, and what did he do? He make a frisbee out of it.
So is that what he was creating? That was hilarious to me. So is that what he was creating with all those copies of him? Was that kind of whatever it's called, metal, we'll just call it? Was that what he was using to make himself stronger?
Yeah, he was using that. Well, not really. He was those versions were easily destroyed, but he put all the – I think he took the vibranium, if I remember. Like I said, I've seen it once. And I never got a chance to see it again, and I'm planning on seeing it again very soon. But if I remember correctly, he put the vibranium in Vision, and that was his body, the body that he was planning on making. He put the powered stone, and they put the power stone in Vision, but he was making Vision. He was making the body that Vision took over as, and he put vibranium in that.
Okay. And who was the dude? I can't remember, but the guy that ended up beating him at the end in that random location, I kept thinking he was going to turn on the Avengers at one point. I don't know his name. The guy that beat up the Ultron at the end of the movie. Vision, is that who you were talking about?
The one with the red on? The red and green and yellow? Yeah, Vision is a puppy dog, dude. He's one of the strongest Avengers, but he is he values life more than anything.
So why are you calling him a puppy dog? Sounds like a good dude to me.
You can't just whoop the Vision, but he is, like, incredibly pure-hearted.
So he could actually move that hammer.
Yeah. He did. He picked up the hammer and gave it to him, and that's what made everyone trust him.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
That's why everyone freaked out and stopped and was like, what the fuck? Because nobody picked up the hammer. Nobody could pick up the hammer but Thor. And Thor knew that he was worthy, and that's why he helped, that split second, he helped Vision get created, because he knew that Vision needed to be created. So he helped.
Oh, because, okay.
That's why
so
he
Thor
popped
came
in.
What did Thor actually do? Like, did he, like, bring electricity, or why did... Because I thought he was, like, creating somebody with his hammer, but since I don't follow the book, I don't know what he did.
He provided electricity. He knew that there's still holes, and I think the holes have something to do with the movie that he's about to come out with called Ragnarok. Because if you notice that he went off and did his own thing for a second, and then you don't know what happened. You don't know too much of information that happened. And he came back out of nowhere, boom, hits electricity, turns, you know, Vision on. Because he had a vision, funny vision, but he had a vision that, you know, something was going on. And I think, you know, it was connected to Vision. So, so when he came in, he helped. He wanted Vision to be alive. He trusted Vision right off the rip. You know?
Yeah.
Even though Vision attacked him, when Vision attacked him, he still, you know, he flung Vision off. Vision stopped himself, and everyone else went on the offense, and Thor told everyone to stop. Because Thor knew something was up.
That's why Vision stood by the window and apologized for what he did.
Yeah, because Vision just, you know, shot out. He was, you know, he just came out alive. He didn't know what was going on. So, yeah. And on top of, so that's what I'm trying to say, is that Thor knew that he could be trusted.
Right.
Iron Man wanted to believe that he you know, his work wasn't, you know, that Ultron wasn't all he could produce. And but Tony Stark and everyone else was very on the, I mean, not Tony Stark, but Steve Rogers, Captain America, you know, Captain America, Scarlet Witch, the Hulk, or Bruce Banner, all the other people were a little on the fence until he picked up Thor's hammer right at the end of his speech and gave it to Thor like it was a regular old, you know, tool in the head, walked off and
freaked
everybody
hammer.
Out. Yeah, because freaked everybody out because nobody could pick it up, and only the worthy and pure-hearted could do it. So they were like, okay, well, that's all the good things we can do.
Now, in Avengers 1, Captain America, like, got a little squeak out of it. Didn't, who else? Didn't somebody else almost move it in the second movie?
In the second
Did Captain
movie?
America almost get it again, or maybe some girl at the house?
Yeah, well, in the comic books, Captain America picked up the hammer before. Scarlet Witch picked up the hammer only in Age of Ultron arc. She picked up the hammer in the What If? What if Thor died during Ragnarok? You know, so there was no
mind game, right?
Huh? No, not Scarlet Witch. Black Widow. Black Widow, not Scarlet Witch. Blah blah blah. Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of Scarlet Johansson or whatever.
I was got my comic card pulled there, yeah. Sorry.
Don't let me pull your comic card. It'd be bad.
Yeah. No, so... like I was saying, Black Widow... In the What If storyline of Age of Ultron, what if Thor died during Ragnarok, he picked up the hammer and became the new Thor and took out, you know, I forgot his name, Armageddon or some type of giant lizard demon that was supposed to, in the real Norse mythology of Vikings, whatever, whatnot. This is actual, not comic book wise, but this is actual, the myth is you had Odin, Thor, Loki, all of them, and during the end of Asgard, or the Armageddon, or Ragnarok means kind of like Armageddon, Thor, everyone, it's prophesied that everyone died during that fight with this giant lizard that was supposed to wrap his body around the world. And Thor gave up his life to finally kill and slay the monster. So the comic book has kind of played off that.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know.
Well, here's another thing. You don't know what? Sorry, finish that point.
No, I was about to say, I don't know, because there's different Ragnaroks. There's like three or two different Ragnarok situations going on in the comic books. There's an old school Ragnarok. There's a mythology old school Ragnarok from the actual Viking mythology. And then there's, you know, there is a fake Thor named Ragnarok.
Okay. Now, back to the widow, Black Widow. Why she like the old ass Hulk? Why she trying to give him? Don't some other character like her? Don't like Captain America or someone like her?
No, Cap. She, the thing with Scarlet. Not Scarlet. Yeah, I'm saying it again. Black Widow. Black Widow. The thing with Black Widow is that she is she's just flirtatious. That's how she is. She likes, you know, I think that's how she's able to flex or kind of get used to the whole mind games and playing games and things like that. She just flirts, you know. So she flirts with everybody. No, she flirts with everybody. She flirts with Captain America and everyone else. But to be honest with you, to be honest with you, she is genuine with Bruce Banner. She was really genuine with the guy.
She was, huh?
Yeah, she really liked him.
Is that because she don't have no uterus?
I don't know. Maybe that could be. I doubt it. I mean, but in the comic books, I don't think they were ever together, to be honest with you. I've seen Black Widow in the books.
I didn't talk about these movies putting in love interest that ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
I think they did a good job with that. The reason why I think they did a good job with that is Black Widow never really talks about the negative stuff, you know, of her past. She always keeps quiet. You know, I think she's very judgmental of herself. I mean, I think that had something to do with why she wouldn't even attempt to try to pick up the hammer. You know, when she asked, you know, are you worthy, you know, when they looked at her like you wanted to try to see if you're worthy to pick up the hammer, and she's like, that's not a question I need answering.
Yeah, I remember she said that. Now, what I was thinking? I was thinking that she's going to set him up later. Not set him up in a negative way, maybe, but, like, she's going to be the one to calm him down in other times. Because she was able to, you know, calm him down, I think twice. There was two times where she was able to calm him down in the movie when he was going off on people. I think would they, like, kind of use that storyline in the third movie coming out, if there was a third Avenger?
No. They're not going to use that. I don't think at all. If they do use it in an upcoming movie, it will be – if they do use that, I can see them trying to do that for, like, a Planet Hawk or – you know,
they're not
going to
do that.
The hell is
that?
I don't think at all.
your reflex. But, so they
what
now I got to say that they got Don Tito's lines, like, super corny. Now, hold on. I can't say his lines are corny, but he don't sell them well. Does that make sense? Like, you don't believe
Don Cheadle would say something like that.
Yeah, he's not selling it well. You know what I mean? Like, he was in, what was that? What movie was he in? He was in Ocean's 11, and he sold his little quirky lines. But now it's just like, it seems like they're trying a little too hard to give him these lines. And they're just
trying to make
really
him seem like the funny-witted black guy.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't even say, yeah, I guess so, you can throw in the black part too, yeah. So it's like, because they are adapted to his cultural background, but it just wasn't funny, or am I not getting it, and that's the way he was in the comics?
You know, Rose was, Rhodey was, he always cracked jokes. That was him.
Were they corny, though?
I don't know if they were corny, but I do remember him cracking jokes. I remember him cracking jokes, and I remember, what is his name? Falcon. Falcon didn't really crack jokes. He was just more of a, sarcastic a little bit. It was almost kind of like how you have Tyrese and Ludacris in the Fast and the Furious. One's
right.
always jumping around, cracking jokes, this and that and the other. And then the other one is always kind of got something sly to say outside of, you know, outside of his mouth.
You know, speaking of a Black Falcon, I heard that, and I didn't catch it, but no, well, that's what I was leading to. Falcon, yeah, but someone told me there's a lead off, something in that movie kind of like introduced or maybe will let you know that there will be a movie about a character named Black Panther. Did you catch that?
Yeah,
or is this someone
who's... There was definitely, if no one caught that, if you're calling yourself a comic book fan and you didn't catch those, a comic book fan that likes Marvel and you didn't catch those a huge amount of Easter eggs about Black Panther, they already got the Black Panther guy cast.
Can
you
explain where in the movie, for those like me that may not have caught it right off the bat?
Well, right off the bat, anybody that likes Black Panther or anybody that's listening to like Black Panther.
Well, the only Black Panther I know is
you. It's kind of like this. You seeing something like, you know, was there an Easter egg about Black Panther? Would be like someone saying to you, if the Ninja Turtles movie didn't have Shredder in there, and then they say, was there a lead, you know, but they had that Shredder helmet, and they were like, was there a lead to this, you know, to the Shredder guy? And you'd be looking at him like, it's the Shredder helmet, of course. So what I mean by that, the reason why I gave that analogy is because Ulysses Klaw is one of the main bad guys.
Who's Ulysses Klaw?
He was the guy that was collecting the vibranium. He had the brand on his, I think it was on his neck. I remember.
He got his arm cut off. Was that the one that got his arm cut off?
Yeah, because he ends up getting like a robotic arm.
So. Now now what does he have to do with Black Panther?
He is constantly trying to get vibranium from Black Panther, and I think there was I'm not too caught up with Black Panther comic books, but if I remember, he's a villain in the Black Panther story arc. He's not he's a major villain, but he's not a I don't think he's as consistent as he was years ago. So it's almost kind of like you have old rivals, kind of like how Captain America has Red Skull, but he doesn't always fight Red Skull. But back in the day, he used to always fight Red Skull. It's kind of the same scenario with Black Panther
So you kind of mentioned that they casted someone for Black Panther, or they have someone, is that what you said?
Yeah, I don't know the guy's name, though, but they casted him last year, you know? I think he'll make it, they're kind of insinuating that he may make an appearance in the Civil War. But I doubt he's going to even pick a side because he's not even American. So unless they somehow try to make this Registration Act some type of global situation going on, which definitely would not set well with Wakanda.
It looked like this guy named, I always blow his first name, Dwayne Hansu?
Yeah, he seems like a fairly new actor.
No, if it's the one I do, he was in Amistad.
No.
Not that dude?
No. I know who you're talking about? No.
Okay,
that's the guy that played in Four Feathers and Blood Diamonds? No, that's not him. A lot of people wanted it to be him, but no, it's not him.
Okay.
It's a young African dude, I think. He looks African. Very tall, slender guy. But he seems rather young too. So he's not like Peter Parker young, but more like seems to be in his like mid to late 20s.
Oh, I wonder if it's this Kenyon Berry guy.
I don't know.
Because when I'm reading this, they got like, and you might notice, they got like five different Black Panthers, but I guess there's a different Black Panther for each movie group, I guess. Like, how do you explain it? There's one guy playing Black Panther in one movie, and then there's a Kenyon Berry playing Black Panther in Avengers 2. Mm-hmm. And the Hansu is playing Black Panther and Black Panther. Do they cast different characters, different people for the same character?
No, what they're probably doing is they're probably showing that the Black Panther, mantle is passed down from his father.
Mm.
So, because you, and then you have, he has a brother as well that took on the mantle, that beat him, and beat him in a fight and took on the mantle for a while, but Black Panther came back and retook his mantle. Yeah. It's supposed to be 2016 that movie comes out.
Mm. Is there any more comic book movies coming out this year?
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man's coming out.
What is Ant-Man?
The Black Panther is Chadwick Boseman.
Who? What is Ant-Man? That's what I need to find out.
Ant-Man is it's Ant-Man.
Is he a Marvel guy too?
Yeah, he's a Marvel guy. Ant-Man is a very complicated story, because you have Hank Pym as the original Ant-Man. He was Ant-Man. He was the Wasp at one time. He had different mantles. He had like three of, I think, if I can remember. And usually all were like inventions. So Hank Pym is one of the smartest, one of the smartest men on the planet, along with Reed Richards and T'Challa. T'Challa's part of him too, or T'Challa is a Black Panther. He created a suit that can shrink to the size of an ant. And it's even been known that he's been able to shrink even smaller than the size of an ant.
Why does he want to get smaller than an ant?
Well, when you're running around as an ant or smaller than an ant, but you're as powerful as a regular human, can you imagine the power you have? Like, somebody doesn't even see you, and you can clock them like you're just standing right in front of them.
So you can stub their toe.
Or you can stub their toe. Well, the thing with Ant-Man is he has super agility, super speed, superhuman strength with the suit on, You know, and he's one of the most intelligent minds. And of course, also he has the power to control ants.
Oh, so he can get like a whole bunch of fire ants on that ass, huh?
Yeah. Well, it seems like he can't do much, but he can do a lot. And then he changes suits, you know. Sometimes I think if I remember, I can't remember if he has a personality disorder, because I think he does have a personality disorder or something. But then, you know, he'll go to Ant-Man, and this is Hank Pym. He'll go to Ant-Man, to Wasp, to Giant Man, or whatever other person he is, and and I think he gave his mantle, his Wasp mantle, to his wife, and he gave his Ant-Man mantle to Scott Lang. And Scott Lang is the main star in the new Ant-Man. And Scott Lang is, I think I'm saying his name right. Hold on, let me double check. But yeah, Scott Lang is... He's a thief, and hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I said the name right. Hello.
Well, hey, so of all
you
these
fell asleep
movies,
too, really?
What?
I said, did you fall asleep on me?
No, you just kept saying hello for some reason. I didn't know why.
Oh.
But,
Scott Lang was a thief, and, yeah, Hank Pym gave him a chance, and he proved himself, and that was pretty much and the rest is history.
Well, with all these movies that you've seen, trailers and coming soon and whatever else, what movie are you anticipating the most to come out? Like, which one do you really want to see the most that we haven't seen yet?
Because
I know Batman versus Superman people talked about, but then as they started showing all these trailers and possible movies, people just kind of stopped talking about. I haven't heard anyone mention Batman versus Superman.
Well, you got a few fans that are hoping the movie is good, and then you got a few fans that are pretty much anticipating for it to be a total crapper. I'm not on the fence at all, to be honest with you. I feel the movie's not going to be that good, but a lot of people want to argue that it is going to be good. The only things that I have to say is I'll wait for the reviews and the whatever, whatnot. Usually any comic book movie, regardless of DC or Marvel, because people think that I'm all Marvel and I'm deep into DC, but unfortunately, in the cinematic universes, Marvel's kicking butt. But to get back to what I was saying, is that there's reasons behind. A lot of people think, oh, you're just a DC hater. No, there's reasons behind why I think that the movie's not going to be that good. One, the director.
It has nothing to do with DC or Marvel.
No, it has nothing
okay,
to do
now,
with DC or Marvel.
Okay, now... Which one, if you didn't say it, I missed it, which movie are you anticipating the most?
I don't know. I think it's a cross between, the Avengers, I forgot what it's called. Avengers, the one with Infinity Wars. The Avengers Infinity Wars, I'm definitely looking forward to that. And I'm definitely looking. I think I'm kind of, I am. I am actually looking forward to what's that one? I'm looking forward for Shazam, because I definitely want to see, you know, The Rock Shazam, because I definitely want to see The Rock play Black Adam. I always.
Well, here's my problem, real quick, as we wind it down. The Rock may be a good actor, but I haven't liked any movie that much that he's been in, if that makes sense.
You got a point. I mean, I like some of the movies he's been in. So,
see, but I'm kind of worried. I don't know if you've ever known an actor that you thought, hey, maybe he can act, but these movies are terrible. Do you know what I'm saying, or have you never experienced that? I'm not excited about hearing The Rock in anything, but we'll find out. With less than a minute to go, is there anything you want to say about the movie or any upcoming movie or anything?
No. The only thing I have to say is that, you know, Age of Ultron is a great movie, and you know it builds character development. And a lot of people can gripe about the villain, but the villain was amazing. He showed anguish, he showed emotions, and I think that was really cool for an actual computer.
AI. You talking about the Ultron?
Yeah, Ultron.
Yeah, you know why I like the Ultron? Because whoever played him, or however they did it, it wasn't a human, and he still sold the role, like I said earlier with Don Cheadle, he wasn't selling it, but I still laugh when the dude cracked some jokes, and you know, you still believe.
Yeah, they didn't write Don Cheadle in very well at all.
No, but Ultron, whoever voiced him, they did real good with him. Like I said, that frenzy line was one of the funniest things, because you know I don't really care for Captain America anyway. So, but just want to thank you for coming on. Glad we got to talk about the movie. Next time we do a show, maybe we'll talk about the television shows I've been missing. This was Comics, Comics, and More Comics with Big C and William. Peace.
Force calls by Jones, the snitches is punk. Speaking on the homies, speaking on the homies, speaking on the homies.